We've produced a new CD of two sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin, one for Lent and one for Easter. And we'll send you this new CD for any size donation during the season of Lent. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between now and April 12th, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Lent and Easter sermons.
Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Every Friday, we assemble four soundbites for you to listen to, and then all we ask that you do is listen and then vote for your pick for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Our call-in number, and those who vote via the telephone will get put first because they're on the phone, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, and our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. It's Friday afternoon, the 27th of March, time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and the best vote, not the winning vote, but the one we deem the best, most interesting vote this week, will get the LPR bundle package. That's an Issues Etc. pen, travel mug, bumper sticker, and an I Have Issues t-shirt. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one this week, Dr. John Mark Reynolds on Is Rush Limbaugh's Worldview Christian?
Rush Limbaugh has too utopian a view of human individual excellence or goodness. The belief that if the individual were simply freed from all restraint, governmental restraint, he'd turn out well. Instead, as our founding fathers believed, based on their more biblical worldview, individuals can be just as nasty, businesses can be just as nasty as too big a government. They can be tyrannical as well. And so a biblical worldview worked out over 2,000 years of thinking about the Bible is for checks and balances of many social institutions in our culture.
Okay, that's soundbite number one. Should it be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two comes from Pastor Mark Knuckles, talking about those who say, we believe the same thing, we just express it differently.
The reason I'm laughing is that it's the... Can you imagine family dynamics? If your son or daughter said, well, Dad, that's just how you look at it. I'm looking at it the same way, but I'm just coming at it from a different angle. Well, there's got to be some authoritative truth, or otherwise it's complete chaos. That is kind of sad, and that is the issue. We may believe these same things, but ultimately over time, in confessing them in a different manner, a different mode or style of worship service and so on, it may not have any short-term effect, but long-term, large effect. Because it's ultimately going to create a new confession. Or otherwise, why would we then not worship like the Pentecostals or the Charismatics or the Baptists or the Methodists or Presbyterians? It goes along with their point of view of how God comes to them, how they view what God's word and sacraments are. It is an expression of that faith there.
That's Pastor Mark Knuckles, soundbite number two. Should it be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE or email your vote to talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from regular guest Wesley Smith. He talks about the editorial double standard on medical autonomy.
This is going to be an increasing agenda. And all those editorial boards who, during the Terry Schiavo case, were saying families should be allowed to decide these issues, you watch. As soon as the doctors start saying, well, we have to cut off this care because it's not appropriate or it costs too much money, these very same liberal boards will say doctors should be able to make this choice. You'll find very quickly, as I've seen in some editorials and in arguing with so-called right-to-die advocates, that autonomy works when the choice is death, but when the choice is life, many say, well, wait a second, autonomy has its limits.
Okay, that's soundbite number three, and here very quickly is soundbite number four. Dr. Leon Cass of the President's Council on Bioethics on President Obama turning his back on ethical stem cell research.
the president who said that there's no reason why science and morals can't go forward together has in fact closed the door, has turned his back, really, on the morally acceptable and superior pathway to this research. I think that science was going forward under the Bush policy in a perfectly adequate way. For people who want the research to proceed, there was private money available, but no taxpayers had to provide incentives for, ratify, and become complicit in embryo-destructive research. And I thought that the Bush policy was a wise one. I don't think that there are powerful scientific reasons for departing from it. I don't think there were morally good arguments made for departing from it, and I'm very disappointed.
All right, that's soundbite number four. So which should it be this week for soundbite of the week? Get ready to call and vote. This break is a great time to call. We'll take your votes on the other side. Is it soundbite number one, Dr. John Mark Reynolds on Rush Limbaugh's worldview? Soundbite number two, Pastor Mark Knuckles on We Believe the Same Thing, We Just Express It Differently. Soundbite number three, Wesley Smith on the editorial double standard on medical autonomy. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Leon Cass on President Obama turning his back on ethical stem cell research. It's your chance to win the LPR bundle package, 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-MYIE, or email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Your votes for soundbite of the week right after this.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Barry Pyle, William Curtis, Catherine Christopher, N.E. Klagas, Byron Christopher, Jason Tamala, Maggie Grunhagen, Andy Cashion, Lois Porth, and Hillary Tamala. Thanks for your support.
You'll find a clearinghouse of Reformation resources at newreformationpress.com. T-shirts, music, outlines of important theological books, plus lectures by Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt. Check it out, newreformationpress.com. If you like Reformation theology, you'll love New Reformation Press. www.newreformationpress.com.
Faithful confession trumps company loyalty. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Dr. Donald Nash, Dr. Darlene Nash, Deanna Jensen, Martha Harms, Jack Harkrider, Vicki Harkrider, Nathan Rose, Pastor Marion Hendrickson, Gordon Enderley, and David Waldo. Thanks for your support.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote. If you don't vote, you're hurting yourself.
All right, it's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. Let's see how many call-in votes we can get today, this Friday afternoon, March the 27th. Call and vote, 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-MYIE. You can email your votes as well. Callers get top priority. Talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. In the second hour of the program, we have three issues to raise with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris. First of all, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is going to receive Planned Parenthood's highest award tonight. There's no surprise. President Obama has been invited to give a commencement speech at Notre Dame University, a very prominent Catholic university. And we'll talk with Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse about the prospect of privatizing marriage. Some people say that's the way to get the dilemma of gay marriage, same-sex marriage, off the front burner. Let's just privatize marriage. Ken Samples will join us for the conclusion of our five-part daily series with him on Worldviews today. We'll talk about the worldview that is Islam. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback at issuesetc.org. We have soundbite number one, Dr. John Mark Reynolds on Rush Limbaugh's worldview, Is It Christian? 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number two, Pastor Mark Knuckles on We Believe the Same Thing, We Just Express It Differently. 1-877-623-MYIE. Is it soundbite number three, Wesley Smith on the editorial double standard regarding medical autonomy? 1-877-623-6943. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Leon Cass on President Obama turning his back on ethical stem cell research. 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. The first vote comes from Eric in Laurel, Maryland. Short and sweet. My vote is for soundbite number four. Don't know why. I just like it. That's Dr. Leon Cass responding to President Obama and ethical stem cell research. Thank you very much for your vote, Eric, and thanks for listening in Maryland. From St. Paul, Minnesota, Jake votes for soundbite number one, Dr. John Mark Reynolds on the worldview of Rush Limbaugh. Jake writes, as I grew up, I, like many of my peers, associated the Republican political platform with Christianity. I completely agree with Dr. Reynolds that Russia's libertarianism ignores the fact that we are sinners and places too much trust in the supposed good-natured person. Jake, thanks for listening in St. Paul, and thanks for voting for this soundbite of the week. This one from Alan in Oklahoma. I vote for Pastor Knuckles' soundbite. That would be soundbite number two, because I'm always looking for a good way to defend the confessional Lutheran worship practices. Alan, thank you very much. That's got to be a task, too, in Oklahoma, defending the confessional worship practices in Oklahoma. Marilyn in Wheaton, Illinois, votes for soundbite number two. I think we believe the same thing, but when we alter the way we express it, over time we actually change what we believe. We don't intend to change, but it sneaks in as we change our practice, says Marilyn. We don't even realize it because it's so easy to get off track. It is vitally important that we listen to our pastors and make sure that they what they say, what the Lutheran confessions say, and always check to see and hear others practicing. If we're unsure, if it's taking us further from the truth, we need to check with those pastors who we know are solid in the confessions of the church. Marilyn, thank you very much, and thanks for listening up there near Chicago. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-MYIE, or email your votes for soundbite of the week this week to talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. Dennis in Michigan emails us. He says, my vote goes to Pastor Mark Knuckles for two reasons. First, his exposition of the dangers of an altered, weak confession may not immediately imperil the faith of a Christian, but given time, it can lead to the weakening of faith or the total loss, given the assault of postmodernism on religion today. The second reason is he proved Lutherans can indeed laugh. Thank you very much, Dennis, and thanks for playing Soundbite of the Week. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or email us with your vote for Soundbite of the Week this week, talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org. Chris is calling from Indiana. Hi, Chris.
I got to vote for the Rush Limbaugh one because if you know history, laissez-faire capitalism has caused, you know, companies have committed some of the worst atrocities when there's no governmental control or oversight, and he's got too much trust in businesses. Good point.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris. So he votes for soundbite number one this week. It looks like a bit of a horse race between one and two so far. An email from Ron in the Twin Cities. He says, soundbite number four, it is silly and condescending for President Obama to say let scientists be scientists and ignore ideology. Is murder ideology? Good question. Thank you very much, Ron, and thanks for listening up there in the Twin Cities. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. We're playing Issues Etc., soundbite of the week. We've got a few more minutes before our break. Plenty of time for your calls. Mike in Rockford, Illinois. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Very well.
Like to vote for soundbite number two.
And why?
It just speaks to me because I've been told many times that you can be have different worship styles and still confess the same thing. I just must never have been to a church like that because everyone I go to that has a different worship style, I find their confession a little bit off.
Mike, thank you very much. Yeah, that's been my experience too. I mean, as often as I've been told, come on, we believe the same thing, we just express it differently. In actual practice, when you go to the churches that express it differently, they're actually expressing something different too. So we got four votes for soundbite number two, two votes for soundbite number four, and two votes for soundbite number one, none for soundbite number three this week so far. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Still time for you to win an LPR bundle package. Remember, it's an it's a Issues Etc. pen, travel mug, bumper sticker, and the much-coveted I Have Issues t-shirt. And again, the much-coveted I Have Issues t-shirt is in short supply. I think we're down to one box, if I'm not mistaken. So they're becoming rarer and rarer as we speak. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. We do, by the way, have a special in-studio guest, although he's not actually in the studio. He's in the control room because the studio is my space. I like to have it to myself. But sitting in the control room, and actually he's been with us all day long. You'll see a picture of him up at the Etc. page of the Issues Etc. website, issuesetc.org. President of Lutheran Public Radio and proud owner of the Issues Etc. trademark, I should say, Harry Madsen. Should I say Harry Madsen Esquire? Is here with us all day long, helping us out and just giving us a little bit of his time this week on Issues Etc. So a special welcome to Harry. He didn't bring his better half with him. As far as I know, Millie's still back up there in Arlington Heights. Harry's also known as Issues Etc.'s own Paul Harvey. If you ever hear him leaving his interesting comments on the Issues Etc. comment line. All right, the winner this week of Soundbite of the Week is Soundbite number two, Pastor Mark Knuckles, responding to, we believe the same thing, we just express it differently.
The reason I'm laughing is that it's the, can you imagine family dynamics? If your son or daughter said, well, Dad, that's just how you look at it. I'm looking at it the same way, but I'm just coming at it from a different angle. Well, there's got to be some authoritative truth or otherwise it's complete chaos. That is kind of sad, and that is the issue. We may believe these same things, but ultimately over time, in confessing them in a different manner, a different mode or style of worship service and so on, it may not have any short-term effect, but long-term, large effect, because it's ultimately going to create a new confession. Or otherwise, why would we then not worship like the Pentecostals or the Charismatics or the Baptists or the Methodists or Presbyterians? It goes along with their point of view of how God comes to them, how they view what God's word and sacraments are. It is an expression of that faith there.
All right, that's the winner this week of Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number two, Pastor Mark Knuckles on We Believe the Same Thing, We Just Express It Differently. Thanks to everyone who voted and played during Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The LPR bundle package goes to Mike in Rockford, Illinois, who gave us a call. Call us back and send us your, what do we need? We need his mailing address and his shirt size so we can send Mike in Rockford, Illinois, the LPR bundle package. When we come back from this break, hour two of Issues Etc., Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse of the Ruth Institute is going to join us to talk about privatizing marriage. President Barack Obama possibly giving a commencement speech. He's been invited to Notre Dame to do so. And then we'll also talk about Hillary Clinton, our Secretary of State, receiving Planned Parenthood's highest award tonight. And then after our conversation with Jennifer, we'll conclude our five-part daily series with Ken Samples, President of Theological and Philosophical Apologetics at Reasons to Believe, and author of the book A World of Difference, Putting Christian Truth Claims to the Worldview Test. We'll conclude our series on worldviews with him. We'll talk about one of the worldviews most consequential in the world today. In fact, it is growing more and more important and more important to understand, the worldview that is also a world religion, Islam. That's coming up with Ken Samples. When we come back, Jennifer Roback Morris will be our guest. We'll start by talking about our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, and the award she's getting from Planned Parenthood. I'm Todd Wilkin. Hour 2 is next.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.